In last month's election, only 7 North Carolina counties had a lower turnout percentage than Mecklenburg, where only 45% of registered voters cast a ballot. In this third story in WFAE series Falling Short, Steve Harrison looks at where the Democratic Party and Sherry Beasley's campaign failed to turn out voters, and at the finger-pointing that's consuming party officials after their 5th consecutive defeat in a U.S. Senate race.
When Democrats nationwide did better than expected in last month's midterms, political experts had an answer. Gen Z came to the rescue. But in Mecklenburg County, they did not.
I didn't vote. I wish I would have.
That's UNC Charlotte freshman Maya Minden, who says hardly anyone on campus was talking about the election or about Democratic Senate candidate Sherry Beasley.
From what I experienced, there was almost no energy. There were voting signs and there was like an early voting, center on campus. Mostly what I heard was just like my professors like on the side would be like, oh, make sure you vote. Make sure you vote.
She wishes she had heeded their advice.
It wasn't only until like afterwards, like once the election was like finally over, that I realized the importance of it, which is really... It really sucks because I have to wait another 2 years.
4 years ago, there was no Senate race in North Carolina. The top of the ticket race for UNC Charlotte's voting precinct was for the 12th Congressional District. Precinct 141 gave Democratic incumbent Alma Adams nearly 1,200 votes. This year, there was arguably as much or more at stake. Beasley was making history as the first black woman to run for Senate in North Carolina, but only 673 people voted for her in that precinct against Republican Ted Budd. Abortion, which was such a critical issue in other states, just didn't drive young people to vote.
No. I wish it did. I don't know. There's definitely a big dissonance between people my age. I'm 18. People my age and then people who are older that vote. I just feel like we don't know the importance. Really, I know my roommates, they voted, but it was like an afterthought. They're like, oh, it's the last day to early vote. Might as well just go do it real quick.
I think that is one of the results that we should be most concerned about.
That's longtime Mecklenburg Democratic activist and Adams Communications Director Sam Spencer talking about the low turnout at UNC Charlotte.
We saw in races across the country that young voters came out, made a difference in the Georgia races, made a difference in Pennsylvania. So the problem isn't students or young voters being unmotivated.
It wasn't just Gen Z. Across Mecklenburg, precincts with some of the Democratic Party's most loyal voters also saw turnout plummet, like Precinct 210, which votes at the McCrory YMCA off Batesford Road. It's nearly 90% non-white. 4 years ago, Adams picked up nearly 2,800 votes there. Beasley only got a little more than 2,300. It was the same story in other Democratic areas, along West Boulevard and Central Avenue. Here's Spencer again.
I think my reaction was like a sad parent. I was not mad, just disappointed.
Mecklenburg has more Black and Latino voters than any other county, but Democrats have struggled since the Obama years to get them engaged. Turnout has trailed the state for several elections. This year it was 45%. Below the state average of 51%. Only 7 of North Carolina's 100 counties had lower turnout, says Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer.
Maybe they took Mecklenburg for granted. Maybe they said, you know, we always get the Democratic vote out of Mecklenburg. We don't have to worry about it.
So who gets the blame? Is it the county Democratic Party, the state party, the Beasley campaign, or Beasley herself? Jane Whitley, the chair of the Mecklenburg Democratic Party, says the state party needed to move faster.
It was a late start to the coordinated campaign this year. They were basically still organizing in August and September.
The coordinated campaign, run by the state Democratic Party, hires field organizers to launch door-to-door canvassing. Whitley says there wasn't the same effort or energy as 4 years ago.
In 2018, we had the Break the Majority coordinated campaign. They were doing organizing right after the primaries were over. It didn't seem that same organization happened here.
The State Democratic Party released a statement that its efforts helped Democrats across the state. It added, however, quote, the numbers also bear out that there's a lot more work to do to mobilize a multiracial, multigenerational, and geographically diverse coalition. In an interview, Beasley campaign manager Travis Brehm says Beasley did at least 76 events in Mecklenburg County. He says,
the story here is actually the spending disparity. The difference between Dem outside group spending and Republican outside group spending is $53 million. And that came in the form of a hell of a lot of paid advertising, which almost all of which was negative attack ads on Sherry. And look, when you're getting outspent by that much money, it does have a negative effect on enthusiasm and turnout.
That raises something of a chicken or egg question. Did national Democratic groups not spend as much in North Carolina, in part because they weren't convinced Beasley was a strong enough candidate? Or was she not a strong candidate because she wasn't supported? In October and November, the Beasley campaign lobbied repeatedly to have Barack Obama come to North Carolina for a joint appearance. That didn't happen. Stephanie Sneed, the former chair of the Mecklenburg Black Political Caucus, says that would have energized voters.
So there is definitely what we call an Obama effect. I mean, obviously, none of us have a crystal ball or we're playing, Monday morning quarterback, but could it have had an impact just to push those numbers up? I definitely think it's possible.
In some ways, the Mecklenburg Democratic Party is a victim of its own success. Inside the county, Republicans only hold a handful of elected offices outside of the six towns. Down-ballot races have little excitement. In the court-drawn congressional map this year gave Democrats two safe seats in the Charlotte area, meaning there was little interest in Adams and Jeff Jackson's races. The party has another 2 years to learn how to turn out its voters. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.